Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So hello and welcome. Today is the 12th day of hunting, year 26, as we record. And it is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to those of you who celebrate.
In the U.S.
Yeah. In the U.S., excuse me. You're right. I feel like I only semi-recently realized that other countries have different dates for Mother's Day and Father's Day. And it kind of messed me up.
It's kind of strange. Why don't we just, let's just unify it.
You would think.
Just make it easy.
Anyway, if Mother's Day is a tough time for you, hang in there. Mm-hmm. I get it. I have to turn off. Some companies will let you turn off emails, promotional emails for Mother's Day or Father's Day, and I do for Father's Day because it's not a fun time.
Yeah.
So I get it. We are recording in the morning again. Well, it's almost noon, but. Earlier than normal.
The day is young.
Because Hannah has an obligation later.
I do. I have a Mother's Day obligation. Technically, it's not until 6, but we have to go to the West Side, and then Ryan is training someone before that, and so we didn't want to take 2 cars. It's a whole thing.
No, I get it. I get it.
Gotta get over there.
You gotta coordinate. Yeah, it's a hassle.
That's why I ate mac and cheese at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, good.
Today. So good. That's fine.
Yeah, that's normal and good.
Once you get up at 7:30, it's 10:30 is time for lunch.
No, that's about right. Yeah. I told Hannah I only woke up about an hour and a half ago. And I'm a tiny bit hungover because we went to I Think You Should Leave, the live show last night at the Greek
Theater.
Were the
drinks flowing?
I just had one margarita, but it was a double, and I'm a lightweight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I woke up this morning with a little bit of headache. Sleep super well, but you know what? It was worth it. The show was great. Very fun. The Netflix is a Joke Festival has been running. Today is the last day, I think. It was May 1st through 12th.
And there's tons of events, tons of stuff.
Yeah. Literally, allegedly over 500 shows.
Wow.
Which is insane. I went to 5. So
very good.
I think that's pretty good.
That's for, pretty good.
You know what?
For someone who doesn't like to,
I don't go out, this is my social events for the next few months, I feel like. After this, I'm going hermit mode, but.
On Friday, Caroline took me on a date to.
I guess you could call it a date.
We had dinner and a show. Yes, to one of the comedy shows. We saw Nicole Byer at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. So it's a real trek.
Yeah, that was a
both of us getting to
it took
Hollywood.
Us about an hour to drive over there, and then parking was annoying and we had to walk.
I really thought at first I got the most amazing parking spot I've ever secured in my life, and then it was just kidding, you have to move your car every 2 hours until midnight. And I was like, well, that isn't gonna work.
That's wild.
It was a bummer. But we persevered. We parked somewhere else. It only cost $9, which was kind of a steal.
I mean, for parking in LA, I think, and the Troubadour was actually really cool. I'd never been there, even though I lived in West Hollywood for a couple years. Very intimate. We had a really good view of the stage. Mm-hmm. It was a very funny show.
Very funny. Yeah, enjoyed it.
So the 5 shows I'll just run down real quickly. So I Think You Should Leave last night, Nicole Byer at the Troubadour Friday, on a Monday night at 9:45 p.m. at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, we saw Caleb Herron, who I see him on my social media. I followed him
on
Twitter a while ago.
Kind of up and coming.
The show that we were at, granted it was a small venue.
Yeah.
It was the Masonic Lodge at the cemetery, which is funny because that's where the I Think You Should Leave show was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they were at the Greek and that was sold out. So good for them.
Next time Caleb Herron at the Greek.
It could happen. I wouldn't be surprised. It was sold out. Hilarious. There are few comedians that I would stay up that late on a weeknight. Normally 9:45 is when I would be starting to get ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
But we went and it was hilarious. I was crying, laughing.
I think he's my age.
Yeah, he's young.
Which is
he's
wild.
Younger than me.
He might even be younger than me.
Yeah.
And I was listening to his or watching his podcast the other day and he said something and I was like, what? It just seems weird because I'm almost 30, but it's I don't think of myself as
same.
older. Yeah. I don't know.
No, this was like when I, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but I found out Renee Rapp and I have the same birthday, January 10th.
Yeah.
But many years apart. And yeah, she's younger than me.
It's weird. And like
she's like 24. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm 32.
Yeah.
I'm
like, Sabrina Carpenter turned 25
yeah.
the other day. Like she put, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But that's mother.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. The math isn't mathing.
It's not. It doesn't. It's not right.
But, it's not you right. know, anyway.
That's what happens. The pop girls are young.
Yeah.
And you continue to get old.
Yeah. I, you know what? Clara Bow starting least, to get more and more relatable.
At least we have Taylor. She'll always be older than me.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so Kayla Perrin, great, highly recommend. I haven't actually listened to his podcast, but I have downloaded some episodes, so
yeah, it's very funny. He's very good.
Would recommend. And then Mike really wanted to go to the Tom Brady roast, so we went to the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah.
It was an experience. I was telling my mom about it on a phone call last weekend, and she was like, oh, I saw that on Netflix, because they streamed it live, and then they have like the recorded version, except they edited out the booze of Kim Kardashian, which, as someone who was there, I can tell you, it went on for a while.
That's kind of... I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of her, but...
No, I was a little surprised, too. Like, I was like, oh, I didn't realize. Anyway, my mom was like, oh, should I watch it? And I was like, absolutely not. It is not for conservative mothers. It is very vulgar. I think Nikki Glaser did the best, jokes. And they were very sexual, but very funny. So, yeah, it was a good time. It was, like... 3 hours, which was like an hour too long.
Yeah, that's a long time.
In my opinion. But, you know, yeah, we had a good time. Nice. It was at the Kia Forum, so we drove over to Inglewood and had some drinks. And, yeah, it was a good time. And then we also went to see Jon Stewart and Friends, also at the Greek, last Saturday. And that was a fun show
nice.
As well. There were some good comedians. I didn't know him before, because I don't really watch The Daily Show, but there was a guy named, I believe, Josh Johnson is his name, and he's on The Daily Show currently.
Which I haven't really, well, I've watched, like, clips recently, but...
Yeah. And he was very funny.
Nice.
He was one of the openers. And then Jon Stewart did a whole set, mostly talking about how he's getting old.
He's still got it.
He's still got it. Yeah. No, he looked great.
Always been a silver fox.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I'm pretty much socialed out for a while.
No, it's a lot.
Although next weekend we are doing a Mother's Day lunch with Mike's mom. Down in San Clemente, so that will be the nice. One activity, and then other than that I'm gonna just rot at home.
Yeah,
clocking out. Yeah, and that's what I've been up to. Haven't seen any movies since 4/20.
Oh wow.
So had nothing to report on that front.
I've seen quite a few, actually.
You have.
I'll just go through them real quick. I saw Civil War. I think that was after we I haven't it was fine. I don't know, it was like whatever, it was good. It was a fine film. I don't have any thoughts on it.
Yeah.
It was just something that we saw that mostly only because Ryan needed to like redeem his birthday popcorn at AMC, so that Important. Was what was showing, so we went to see it. And then I saw Challengers last weekend, which I very much enjoyed.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
Shout out to Reznor and Ross, killed it again with the soundtrack, the score.
God, what a pair.
What a duo. Yeah, that was great. It's been the score is really interesting. It really adds a lot to the scenes. Would recommend it. It's a very enjoyable, strange film.
Yeah.
But I liked it. It was fun. And then last night we saw The Fall Guy. With Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. They have great chemistry.
Yeah.
The action was good.
Yeah.
The romance was solid. The humor was good. Ryan Gosling was very hot.
Yeah.
Then that's...
Really, that what was, more could you ask
like, why
for?
Would... Yeah, that was the movie. I enjoyed it. It was a fun watch. And then am I... we watched that rom-com on Netflix called Set It Up.
Oh, yeah, that came out a while ago.
Yeah, we watched that when our friend Casey was here for some reason. I don't know. We were sitting around and we were like, let's just put the came up and we were like, let's put this on. So that was fine. It was enjoyable.
I mean that has a what's his name? Glenn Powell, who was the hot new leading man, I guess.
I was telling Ryan literally last night, I saw some like thing picture of Glenn Powell and I was like, something about him bothers me. I don't know.
I just every time I see a picture of him now, I think of that tweet where someone said he looks like a capybara who wished to become human.
He does.
And he kind of does.
He does.
With all due respect. Like, I think he's fine. He's not ugly. He's conventionally attractive. Yeah. He's, he seems very funny. Like, he knows about that meme. And he tweeted about how he was like, I tried to release some nude pics so that people would forget about it or whatever. Fun fact, I actually met him once a few years ago. I was working at Variety and I was in the kitchen. And he came in and I think he was there for probably a photo shoot or an interview or something. But he knew one of my coworkers cause they had gone to high school together. Weird. And he was very nice, very down to earth, seemed cool. So, you know, nice. Respect for him. I'm glad he seems very nice. I'm glad he's fine. Successful.
He's like in everything now.
I will not be seeing Twisters. No. But that's nothing against him. I just
Not interested. Every time there's a trailer now, I'm like, there's Glenn Powell. Popping up out of nowhere. He's just hidden.
Did you watch the one with him and Sydney Sweeney?
No, I didn't. Ryan saw it. I didn't see it. I'll probably get to it. It's on Netflix, I think, now. Yeah, or somewhere. I'll get to it eventually. I heard it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, we watched Set It Up, and then we watched I forced Ryan to watch the semi-viral Anne Hathaway film on Amazon called The Idea of You.
Yes.
Which is basically Harry Styles fan fiction.
But
if,
literally what
but
it
if
is.
You went to Harry Styles or a One Direction concert and like your mom hooked up with One Direction instead.
Yeah.
Which would be a nightmare.
Upsetting. Upsetting to imagine.
But yeah, that's essentially what the movie's about. Was it good? No. Was it entertaining? Kind of. I wouldn't recommend it. It was okay. It was almost like not. It was like I wanted it to be like so bad that it was like funny, but it kind of wasn't quite there. It was kind of just bad.
That's unfortunate. And,
you know, but I like Anne Hathaway. She
got $7 million, so good for her.
She was pleasant to watch. It was kind of funny. The Letterboxd reviews are really funny for it. It was like people saying, like, this is what I thought would happen when I, like, shaved my whole body for the One Direction concert. And it really is, like, within, like, 15 minutes of watching it, I was like, this is a fan fiction.
Yeah.
Like, this is
Wattpad. You just know.
Yeah. But it – and I think it's a book, and the author said
– The book was – it's like a 50 Shades of Grey kind of situation, I think, where it was, like, started off as a fanfic, and then they kind of, like, changed it a little bit, but then it was a book. But
the author said that she loosely based him off of Harry Styles, but then regretted saying it.
Seems kind of obvious,
because so anyway, that was that. And then for shows, we've watched actually just this morning we finished watching Selling the OC.
Oh, good.
The latest season of Selling the OC.
How does it compare to Selling Sunset?
It's not as good, but it's pretty good. I mean, it's like it's better than like there's been some other real estate shows that have tried to like have the same level of like drama or the same like vibe, and it's definitely better than those. And it's interesting because it's not all women. Selling the OC, also they also have men who work at the
I know. What a concept.
It's shocking. They also have male realtors or whatever the fuck, and it's just one of the Bald brothers who's in it. I think it's Jason. I honestly can't tell them apart.
I don't know them. So
it's the guys who own the
So
anyway, finished that, and then we also watched Baby Reindeer.
Oh yes.
Which I was telling Caroline about the other day.
Yeah.
So that is we watched that all in one night, which was kind of a lot, but we just did it. So that was interesting. Good, but strange and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that covers it.
Yeah. Well, I told Hannah, we've mostly been watching reality TV. We did watch the finale of Next Level Chef the other night.
I haven't watched any of that, but I've been kind of watching
it. It's honestly not that good of a show, but we're committed at this point.
That's like half the shows I watch.
So, So, that's Survivor, Amazing Race, obviously. And then we did finish watching Fallout last weekend, which was very good. I enjoyed it a lot, despite having zero prior knowledge, really, of the games or the lore or anything. I thought it was really well done. Hannah asked, and I have to say I'm not attracted to the ghoul. I just want to put that out there.
You're not going to start reposting like little edits of the ghoul with like an ooh ooh face.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, I guess,
there's something for everyone.
Sure, but couldn't be me. Walton Goggins is a fine man, a good actor, but I just don't see it.
On the tweet that I sent you with the person who was like thirsting after the ghoul, God. I like looked at all the replies too after I resent it, and it was so funny. It's like there were people that like one person was like, "Oh my God, like I need him so bad." Jesus. And I'm just like, "What's going on?
What's wrong with you?"
He has holes for a nose. Like I just can't. And it's like, I don't know. It was cracking me up.
Wow.
So happy for them. And I went to the person who tweeted, I went to like her page or like her whatever it's called, Twitter profile. And it was like just all about so much about the ghoul and Walter Goggins. And I was just like, all right. Like, but like specifically as the ghoul.
Yeah. Like that's the thing, like, I was saying to Hannah, because we were talking about this on Friday night. I was like, I can understand if you're attracted to Walton Goggins, like in the like flashbacks when he's like a person and he's a cowboy. Yeah. Like, fine, I get it.
Yeah.
But as the ghoul
specifically, yes.
I don't see it. I will never understand it.
It's like gifs of like his facial movements in slow-mo and like God, I want him. No,
God bless you, but no. So to finish that, nothing major to report other than that.
Nice.
Is there anything else we need to talk about before we get to Neopets?
No, I don't think so.
Do we need to talk about the Eras Tour?
The Eras Tour is different now. I'm different now.
We've all changed. I mean.
Oh, I just noticed your candle.
Oh, yes. I have two new Taylor Swift candles. One is Speak Now, which I believe is the Wonderstruck scent.
Oh yeah, it smells really good.
Yeah, it's a really good smell.
It is. Yeah.
And then one is the Tortured Poets Department, and that's I don't remember what it is. It
smells like bergamot.
Bergamot. Lovely. Yes. So, got those.
We love to see it.
Haven't actually lit them yet, but
is it Happenstance? Ready? Are there?
Yeah. This is okay. So Happenstance candles. Yeah.
It's the way.
It's
the Taylor Swift candle maker on Etsy.
I would say, she so many 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram just to see. She only drops candles very occasionally. Yeah.
She's an OG Swifty. She went to a secret session.
That's right. So, if you're looking for a Taylor Swift candle, recommend.
That's the way.
I've had, these are like, I don't know, I've had like 5 of them at this point.
Probably. Yeah, no, they're great.
Torchy Po is now part of the Eras Tour.
Figured it would be, but didn't know like how.
Yeah, it was unclear. I mean, the show is already 3.5 hours, so it's like, how are they going to fit that in? She did have to cut songs. She combined Folklore and Evermore. Sorry to Evermore.
Yeah. she's still got some songs in there.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of new outfits going.
New choreography.
And she also said surprise songs used to have rules and now they don't. Now she can sing, which is why she sang Maroon for the 5th time.
Wow. Okay. You know
like,
what?
Like, just put it on the set.
Yeah, honestly.
What are you doing?
Honestly.
I was looking at a list of all the songs that she hasn't done yet, and it's interesting. It's an interesting list. I'm curious to see if she will get. I want her to like get through most of them, but I know there are probably some that she just like.
Well, there are a couple that it's like. Like, is she ever going to sing Ronin?
No,
or Soon You'll Get Better? Probably
I don't expect either of those two. And, like, some of the I feel like the Fearless Vault, except for Mr. Perfectly Fine, is, like, not popular. And I feel like she doesn't want to sing, like, Don't You or
I would be fine with it.
Fine with, I don't know.
People. Well, I feel like a few of those also are, like, collabs. So, like
Yeah.
I mean, not that she couldn't sing them by herself, but it's
yeah. Australia would have been the time to have Keith Urban out.
That's true. That's true.
You know.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's in Paris now.
Yeah.
My friend Christina is seeing her.
It's like she's on
about
right now.
Now.
Yeah, she's on now. Because it's show number 87. Travis is there.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, he will be seeing So High School.
He will. I will be. Everyone will be filming his reaction. Yeah. So we will be seeing that, and we'll see what surprise song she does for him. Perhaps The Alchemy on piano. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
But it's also Mother's Day. But I don't think her mom is there, so I don't know.
Oh, like the best day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which she did last year
on Mother's Day. Yeah.
Or Robin.
Sure.
Maybe.
Could be.
Could be a sneak. Could be. I don't know. I don't know.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Anyway.
By the time this episode comes out, we'll all know.
Yeah.
So.
It's all fine.
Yes.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we may not get to see Torchupo live, except maybe. Who knows?
You know, she's still young. We're still young.
Yeah.
She will tour again. Maybe it will not. It will not be this exact tour, but
yeah.
I think we'll see some of them at some point.
Someday.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not going to be buying a ticket to Europe. Purchasing tickets to any of her shows there.
Like, perhaps if I wasn't getting married and had, like, a bunch of other shit to do and, like, spend money on, maybe I'd be like, let's be wild and do it. But unfortunately, that's not happening. And getting to Indianapolis or Miami is, like, more expensive.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make sense. Anyway.
No. Yeah. So, anyway, but you know what? We saw her in L.A.
We
saw the original set list.
It was great.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Great.
So.
Great and price, great
seats.
We
can see videos of the new performances online. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Neopets.
The Labrae.
Yeah. All I have for you is I have a blue Yerbal now instead of a blue Muncie.
That's a glow up.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm not like that into Yerbals, but way better than a Muncie.
Muncie.
So, fine.
Yeah. I like Yerbals. Actually, I had a Yerbal on one of my side accounts. Haven't had a Yerbal in a while, but you know what? I think they're underrated.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. They're fine. Like, it's not offending me to have them
there.
That's
good. So, that's good.
It's all right. Anyway, let's get to the news.
Let's do it.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
So we have a lot of pet days to catch up on because it has been 3 weeks. Thank you all for being patient. I literally had to go to this Tom Brady roast last Sunday when we were supposed to record. So
it's happened.
Hannah had some things going on.
Yeah.
So, so we had Cougar Day on April 22nd. And unfortunately, the new color was steampunk. He looks kind of like a train conductor.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
He has like a monocle situation going on and a hat. And I guess the hat is covering one of the ears. The other ear is out.
Yeah.
It looks a little odd to me.
That is odd.
And then a bunch of, you know, steampunk shit. I don't.
Yeah.
Whatever. Not for me, but I'm sure some people are excited about it. So.
The outfit is neon. Which is, you know, neon.
It's very bright.
Rainbow hair and a beanie and like bright neon overalls and a shirt and like
in the new features they put it on a rainbow cougar, which I feel like is a little much.
It's
like, I think if you put it on like a just like a solid colored cougar, it might look better.
Yeah, this is like very much giving like a JoJo Siwa pre-karma. In my opinion.
My god. Mike just read me this tweet this morning that was like, JoJo Siwa seems like the girl who'd always try and Dutch oven the other girls at a sleepover.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I was like, honestly,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had a sleepover with someone who did that.
It happened with my girl cousins once,
nice.
But not our normal sleepover, no. But if she would do that, I feel like.
Yeah. JoJo Siwa.
She's something else.
A real character. Yeah, remember when she was parked in my apartment? Wild. That was before. Now she has a new car or a new design on her Tesla.
Yeah, to be clear, it was not actually JoJo Siwa. It was
well, it might have been.
We
I
don't
didn't see
know.
It was
we
her car.
Know.
It was her car.
It was her car?
Yeah, it was. The car with maybe I didn't update you. The car that was parked at the Tesla with her face all over it.
Yeah, it had like a wrapping of
her car. That she drives that car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she drives the car.
Holy shit.
Because we look I looked it up and it was the same license plate, and she's just weird, and she has a car.
No, I mean, if anyone would, she would. I just thought it was someone who was a big fan of JoJo.
It was her. It was 100% her, but I don't know if it was like her assistant. I don't know what she was doing there because she doesn't live there, and it was parked in like someone's spot. Very strange.
Maybe she has a friend who lives there. I don't know.
Very strange set of affairs. But yeah, that was her car. And now she has a different Tesla with a different wrap that's like got her edgier look on it. It says like Karma's a bitch on the back or something. So anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update.
Yeah. One time she was in my apartment. That's all I know. Or her assistant or someone. Someone. Her car was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Cougar Day. Neon outfit, and then we had a couple of new markings, wild and spotted. The wild one looks kind of like a caracal, maybe.
Yeah, or like a bobcat, too.
Yeah, it's got kind of the tufty ears, and then spotted is like a leopard print. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. I like it. Very sweet.
On April 24th, while I was at work, they had the monthly Neopets AMA. TNT make it not at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday challenge. Impossible. It was moderated by Kevin O Gaming again. They had Dom Law, of course, the CEO, someone named Bobby Kuvert, who is apparently the product manager and game designer at Upper Deck, which is the company that designed and built the new TCG. Mm-hmm. And then they had a couple TNT members, TNT Jewel and TNT Goatee Wrangler.
Sure.
Goatee is that pet that's like a fish.
Because
goatee can be pronounced as fish if you have the right. It's like one of those things where it's like an English joke, essentially.
Right.
Because English is such a wild language that, like, if you pronounce GH as F in, like, enough.
Sure.
Or then, anyway, it's a whole thing.
Right.
I just remember, I think it came up in AP English one time in high school, and I just remember.
At least you retained something.
Yeah, that's all that I retained, nothing else. Anyway, so they talked about a bunch of different things. Obviously, the Neopets Battle Dome TCG, which is coming, quote, very soon. So
cool.
In the next few months, perhaps. They also gave an update on the Tales of Dicardia mobile game, which is now available in Hong Kong and Canada. And it will be available for the rest of the world sometime in June. They did not give a specific date. However, they did note that there will be some tie-ins between Tales of Dicardia and side events. And TNT Jewel mentioned that Dicardia will be participating in the Altidore Cup this year. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting news. I don't know if that means another team will, like, drop out or if there's another new team that will join, but I guess we'll find out.
We'll see.
And then Dom gave some Q1 updates, which is that they have over 300,000 monthly active users. Don't know how many of those are bot accounts, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
cool.
Over 3 million games played, no doubt because of the daily quests.
Yeah,
is a big part of that. Their customer satisfaction score, or CSAT, is 82.6%, which is not bad. This was in regard to like support tickets, which they said they've increased the number of support tickets that they've resolved, and they have more staff. And then of course they released the Neo Cash pet styles. Apparently the most popular one was Nostalgic Gray Drake, which I did not know.
Interesting.
Introduced Neopass, and then apparently the Neopets team has secured a master toy licensing deal. They didn't say with what company, but that is in the works. So and then they did some Q&A with some questions submitted by users. Dom said the password reset emails bug should be fixed. They're working on fixes for the Battle Dome as well, since that's going to be part of the upcoming plot.
Right.
They're also working on a fix for the Grundo warehouse bug with redeeming codes. And then they said that the support team is one of their top priorities. And the customer service team has more than doubled to 8 people since last July, which is... wild to think about. They had like less than 4 people doing customer service.
Yeah,
so
that must have been...
I guess that's good. They also mentioned they hired a new customer service manager who's like reviewing their processes. So hopefully that will lead to some improvements. I don't think I've ever sent in a support ticket. So
I think I have like once, like long, like when it was under different management, but I don't remember what it was for or why.
Actually, I take that back. I think I submitted one about the slushy slinger.
Oh yeah,
glitch.
Yeah,
and they were just like, "We're aware of it," and then they closed out the ticket. So
okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the monthly Neopets AMA. I presumably will get another one. This month.
Yeah, it's good that they keep doing them.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, April 27th was Psy Bunny Day. New color was burlap. So.
Still going with this, like, faves. Kind of cute look.
Yeah. It's kind of cute.
It's got a little bit of pink. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I feel like, I said this before, I think, but I feel like the people who want burlap want it to be creepy. But then there's people like me who don't want it to be creepy, but I don't actually want a burlap pet. So
I don't know if this
like compromise is working out or not.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
It's interesting. And then the outfit was mythical.
This is really cute.
Yeah.
And it's also very funny because it looks like a jackalope.
Yeah.
Which I think as a child I thought was a real creature, but is not.
Yeah. At the my mom works at a museum, and the first location of it, they had a jackalope on the wall. And I was always like, I was really young, and I was like kind of confused by it. It's like, how's that real?
It's
like,
not.
Oh, it's not.
It's just simply a rabbit head with some antlers attached to it. So yeah, this is like a, it's like a gray striped fur, and then the antlers. And it's cute. It looks nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
And then we got some earrings, which is new for the Psy Bunny. So there's a little daisy earrings, geode and stacked.
Yeah, it's just like a few different earrings. There's like three hoops and then like a dangly one and another dangly one.
Yeah.
I think they're cute. It makes sense for the Psy Bunny because like the ears are so prominent.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
It's fun.
I might actually get some of these for my Psy Bunny.
Yeah, they have the daisy one on the pastel, which I have a pastel Psy Bunny.
It looks nice.
It would look cute, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then May 2nd, we had Loop Day. The new color is Polka Dot.
Sure.
So we got a Polka Dot loop.
It's white with
purple
multicolor polka dots, and then purple tail and chest and part of the face is purple. Not sure why that specific color scheme, but it seems to work.
Yeah. It's pretty much what you'd expect. New outfit is Wild. So it kind of looks like a wolf.
Yeah, people were saying it looks like the there's a loop in Neo Quest 1, I think.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like this. I've never played it. So, but yeah, it's definitely wolf-esque.
Yeah.
The fur is shaggier, it's gray, kind of scruffy. Cute.
Yeah.
No notes.
It's cute. I like it. And then another new outfit was Cyberpunk.
There's a lot going on here.
It's kind of cool.
No, I think it's a cool concept. Again, I don't know what color loop they put this on.
Yeah, well, it looks like the head is its own thing.
Oh, I guess that's just how it looks.
So it might be on a stealthy based on the paws.
Yeah. Okay, well, so yeah, the head is like pink eyes. It has some multicolor headphones around its neck. It has a hood. The ears are a little bit like more tufty, I guess. Okay, so we had some technical difficulties.
Once again,
I think I need to get some new SD cards or something because they keep crapping out on us. But basically, it cut out after we were talking about the Cyberpunk loop outfit. I think it is good and fine.
Yes.
I have not much to say about it. And then Hissy Day.
Yes, May 4th was Hissy Day. The new colors were elderly, boy and girl. So we have some old-ass snakes here.
Some old-ass snakes.
With their shedding skin.
Yes.
Yeah, the grandpa snake looks like old-timey, kind of fancy.
Yeah.
And the grandma snake is like jetting off to Italy or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
she's going to like stand in the doorway and wrap her cardigan around while it's brisk and
yeah,
say something about her divorce. I don't know.
Sip an Aperol spritz.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, they're kind of cute. I don't love the skin, but I do understand where that's coming from. Like, that does make sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, sure.
Yeah, sure.
We'll allow it.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. New outfit was futuristic. So we have like a kind of...
like an armored shell.
Yeah, a shell kind of thing with some pastel outlining and like a pearlescent color. So
looks cool.
Kind of cool. I feel like you could do something interesting with this.
Very futuristic.
They put it on like a dimensional hissy, which is cool.
Yeah, it looks good.
Those are the pet days. And then really the only piece of news that we have left is the Festival of Negs came and went.
Yep.
All however many days it was.
A lot of them.
2020? I don't know.
At least.
A million?
Yeah. Who can say?
So it did definitely seem to tie into the upcoming plot, especially with the inclusion of Orion and his visions.
Yep.
Which, if you helped him out by tracking down what he was looking for, we found a new pet. It's called a Tufala or a Tufala.
I think Tufala.
Probably Tufala.
We don't know for sure.
It's like a little magma lizard guy, and I think he's pretty cute.
He's very cute.
So you were gifted one of those, as well as a other item that was a fiery cylindrical.
Lava cylinder or something. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, looked like maybe it was something you would play on like an old-timey record player or something, but we don't know exactly what that will be.
Perhaps it will be useful.
Something in later. The upcoming plot, no doubt.
And then a trophy as well, which was kind of a nice... touch for helping him. I had to use Jelly Neo for that because I was not
it was like one of 10 possible locations and I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna go to Jelly Neo and like click on each of them and then see until I get the paw or the tail or whatever. Some people were complaining that we've had 3 Festival of Negs in a row with new pets. I don't see a problem with this. They're all cute.
Yeah, I like it. I think, why not have more?
Why not?
Who cares? And then for the prizes for the Festival of Negs, so if you completed every day, you got all the prizes. If you completed every day on the day, there was one extra prize, which was the gray negri background. I didn't get it. I missed
I think one. I did. I did everything. Yeah, I did it all every day, but I just immediately dumped everything into my safety deposit box.
Yeah, I just had a couple of – I had like one or two green checks on accident. But there was a new avatar, Gray Kari avatar. I like it. I saw some people complaining about it. I think it's good. It's simple. It's just her face blinking and she's gray. And like that's – I think it's nice. It's not trying to tell a story.
Classic.
It's classic. So everybody got that if you did it. And then you got one of each type of neg that was featured. So gray, spa, glitch, plushie, and time travel. I think my favorite was the spa neg.
I feel like I liked it as well, but I didn't get it that often. Like I got it the first couple days and then it was like none of the other ones until towards the end.
I don't know.
Just random.
And the prizes from the negs were like whatever. But anyway, and then a gray Kari charm, which you can put in your album. It's an album item.
Nice.
Rotten Egg Snow Globe, and then the background if you did on release day, and then the site theme.
If you didn't already have it, which I did.
Yeah, I did too. Overall, good. I'm always pleased to get another avatar.
Yeah, I think it went well. I think there were some good prizes. I think obviously it's a good setup for what is upcoming with this plot.
No, I think it was good.
So overall good. Yeah, maybe a tad too long, but other
it always is kind of long. The glitch neg went straight into the midnight section of my Taylor Swift gallery.
That's right.
Which Perfect. Was nice. Nice to get a little
little
freebie throw in there. And I am working on the Tortured Poets section. That's it.
Good that stuff.
Festival of Negs.
All right. In the interest of time and we're running low on battery, we are going to just skip the Neoboards post. There weren't actually that many
I couldn't even find one
to chat about. So we're going to go straight to our items.
Let's do it.
Curiosities.
So I kind of just picked a newish item. It came out on April 23rd. It is a healthy food, and it is Kugra kombucha.
It's mine.
Oh, great. We've done it again.
It's because We had picked like the trendy food items. Yeah, I saw that too. And I was
doing it like at the last minute this morning before Hannah came over, and I was like looking, and I was just looking at the newest items, and I was like, this one looks kind of interesting. You know what? So, well, you know, it's good. I think I like this one's, I guess, more alliterative than like punny. But I think it's funny, and it has a bottle of, looks like orange sparkling kombucha, and then a like cup that is shaped like a cougar paw. Presumably they didn't actually cut off a cougar paw. That would be kind of fucked up.
Ideally not, yeah.
And then the description is, if you're feeling under the weather, try this cougar kombucha. I've never actually had kombucha, I don't think.
I've had it. I don't like it.
It doesn't seem like something I would enjoy because it's like fermented and
I could probably like it if I had it enough. Like, I feel like it's kind of an acquired taste, sort of like beer or even wine. But I haven't really liked it that much. I've had like some that are better than others and some that I thought were like horrible. So I don't know. Not for me. It is odd. It's fermented. I guess it has like good bacteria. I don't know that I'd recommend it if you're sick.
I think when I'm sick, I'm just having like Sprite or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the health benefits have not like officially been established by like the FDA or anything. It might have health benefits. It might not.
Like, fermented food in general, barring like alcohol, is good for your gut.
That's true.
You know, things like sauerkraut and like pickles.
Will I be eating them? No.
Kimchi?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I like pickles. I like kimchi. I don't really like sauerkraut.
Pass on all three.
But, yeah.
Well, kombucha. That shows me. Next time I won't be so lazy.
I was lazy too. I was like, I'll just be like, oh, this is new. Like, let's do that. So it happens.
Well,
we made up for all the time that we didn't pick the same item when we thought we would. So now we've picked it like three times.
That's true. I'm just concerned because I feel like the last time was semi-recently. And then before that, it was like 2 years. So I feel like they're coming closer together. But we'll see what happens next time.
I was thinking when I was looking, actually, I was searching for like maybe a Mother's Day item. But there's like too. Nothing.
There's smothered food and then nothing else.
There was like a...
There's a Rohane's mother stamp.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like there's one stamp. And then there's nothing with mama.
Nope.
Mommy.
No.
Nope.
And then I looked for May also, like, because we're in the month of May, May Day, something.
Nothing. No. Interesting.
So, Cougar Kombucha.
Cougar Kombucha
is what we're left with.
That's what we're left with.
From Cougar Day.
But, that's that. Sorry for this shorter episode.
Yeah. Apologies. Just,
you know, things to do.
Hopefully this will tide you over. We will be back, I think, 2 weeks from now. I don't foresee any conflicts.
No, it should be fine. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything, but I will be taking the day off.
Yeah, I have my day off.
So, great.
Yeah, so we'll be back for Memorial Day weekend to do hopefully a longer episode with some more exciting content.
Yes.
And
if you have anything you would like to share with us, any questions or anecdotes, please email us at neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. You can also slide into our DMs on Twitter. We're at neostalgiapod. On Instagram, neostalgiapodcast. Also on Facebook. We will post low-res JPEGs of the items when we remember, or in this case, item. and sometimes we repost art and memes and such. So give us a follow if you're so inclined. Thank you to Hannah for driving all the way over here. Thank you to Mike for those great voiceovers. Thanks to Jane Mahoney for our beautiful artwork. And thank you to Andrew Hahn for our original music. I think that's it.
Fantastic. We'll see you next time. And good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.